This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome to Man Talk Radio. This is Roy Jones. I'm the white guy, and you won't hear Will tonight or this afternoon. He is missing in action. We've given him a week-long or two-week-long sabbatical, so he's going to be taking a break and enjoying his time off and have a nice vacation. So, Will, we hope you're enjoying yourself and look forward to having you back next week. So, hey, I'm joined this evening by Pat Tigg, a close friend of mine and just a man in the marketplace and who has an amazing work going on for the Lord. And Pat, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Roy. My old teammate. Good to be with you tonight.
Yeah, Pat, it's always good to speak with you, and had the honor of spending time with you recently, and just always good to catch up. Pat is one of these kingdom warriors, folks. He is they don't come any purer than he does, and they certainly don't come any more athletically gifted than Pat does. Pat is. So, you know, I've seen this guy's vertical jump. It's off the chart. So we played football together in college. So, Pat, so good to have you. So, Pat, let's lead this thing off. What we're going to be talking about today is the – over the last couple of weeks, we've talked about the millennial group, those in basically the 20s and early 30s. Now we want to talk a little bit – set the clock back just a little bit. We want to talk about the teenagers and what's going on with, you know, the young folks in schools today and in your churches and communities. And Pat, why don't you just kind of let's just do a teaser question here. What do you think is the biggest challenge that that age group is facing right now?
The biggest challenge is, what do they believe? That they live in this age of information, but most of the time it's misinformation. So, because the resources are out there, they just say, hey, I'm telling you the truth. And this, no, I'm telling you the truth. No, this is the fact. This is the truth history. When in reality, they all have an angle. And so, what's important is everybody's got one. And so, what's important is, if your angle is to please and glorify God, then your whole motivation is not self-centered, it's God-centered. And so anything that's self-centered, there is something they're wanting to get from that the teenager. In other words, to manipulate them and control them.
Right.
And so that is the big issue. And so when we have dealt with our own will and our own desires, because, see, when we're always looking to get the best deal. I mean, hey, let's face it. Anytime you're in a situation where, let's say, you're going to go buy a car, you don't want to buy one that's $5,000 over the retail value.
Right.
You want to get something even as a bargain.
Sure, you got to negotiate, so right?
Exactly. And so you just have that innate desire to do that. So if you are some group, whatever it may be, you're going to try to get the most people to follow you and follow your line of thinking, your mindset, your paradigms, and all of that. And so everybody's got that angle. So when they say, oh, the Christian community has an angle, yeah, our angle is that everyone walks freely in what God has created them and their mission and calling in life. And that doesn't mean that that's going to necessarily serve my agenda or my appetites or my pleasures. No, it's going to be about God. And so when in this age of misinformation, they're in a desert. They don't know really. I mean, they're starving for it. And so when you share that irrefutable, absolute, timeless truth that comes from the Word of God, they're like, where did you get that? That's brilliant. That's amazing. And you're like, man, it's right here in the Scriptures. It's the best book that was written. It's the bestseller of all time. Even the New York Times bestseller doesn't put it on there anymore because it's always number one.
Wow.
for a lifetime.
Amen.
And so they don't even put it on there anymore because it's always the bestseller. And everybody's longing and hungering for that spiritual nourishment that only the Scriptures can give. In fact, there's a neuroscientist named Carolyn Lee. So when you read the Scripture, the entire brain lights up. Everything in it lights up. Your being lights up.
Wow.
And so when they hear the word of God and they see it and they can see an example of it, or they can experience truth in their world, man, there's a starving. There's like I can't wait to get in the buffet line and gorge myself and eat it all up. You know, you and I both know it's always physically we love to hit a good old buffet line. You yeah, know,
some more than others.
I mean, we can tell some stories about Big Joe Malinichek and Ron Kozer at a buffet line.
Yeah, Bill Jim, you know, Pizza,
and they can eat all of us under the table.
That's right.
And we ate a lot of volume, and so. So there's a hunger for that truth, but they don't. But that's where it's just even like when they hear the American history story, people are trying to rewrite that right now. When you got somebody like David Barton at Wall Builders who has studied the actual writings and the transcripts our forefathers, you know, some of it's out there. They've got some other angle that they are trying to get you to believe or think it says. Than what it really did say, and what their hearts and intentions were, wasn't about a race. It was about serving God as a country.
That's
it
right.
It wasn't about slavery. It was about serving a greater purpose and good. They even knew they needed to get rid of that, get rid of slavery. But the country they felt had to start off right in order for it to go there, because through those original documents is how we got to be the most free nation, and we have the most freedom of everyone, and there isn't people trying to subservient everyone in this day and time. We do deal with some systemic issues and things like that, but we can do that based on the fact that we know it's self-evident that all men are created equal in the eyes of God and have given that inalienable right to pursue life, liberty, and you know, and walk into that. So that's what the next generation is longing for. So much. Tell me what's the truth. You know.
Well, let's go back to that.
Back it up.
And let's go back to that real quick. And you said they struggle with what do they believe. And you said there's so many people. You know, I guess they're vying for their attention. They're following their belief, their support. When you talk to these young folks that are in high school today and junior high, what are the things they are hearing, the untruths, I should say, and then how much exposure to the truths are they getting? What are the untruths that you're seeing in today's time?
Well, one truth is there is no absolute truth. It's just your opinion or what somebody else has said is truth. That's what's part of what they're being taught. It's just... you know, your moral value is different than somebody else's moral value somewhere else. And so that is the biggest thing. Your truth could not be somebody else's truth. And that's the problem, is they don't believe in the, it's like Ten Commandments, is for all mankind. It's not just for some demographic at some point in time in history. It is for all of history.
Right.
And that's what's great about the Word of God. Mm. Is written by the one who created mankind.
Yeah, it stands the test of time.
In every nation, tribe, and mm-hmm. And tongue, and you know, it's just that's the biggest fundamental issue is there isn't that God is made up, that is a cultural thing, and so there's different. Your God might be called Buddha, and yours might be called Jesus Christ, and yours might be Muhammad. But it's your truth, and if it works for you, then that's great, you know. But when it comes down to it, there's a reason why Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." That was his words. So,
well, and as we know, there is only the one truth, right? So, only one truth.
Right.
Yeah. So, let's go back to that, Pap. No absolute truth, and that's what they're being taught. So David Barton, folks, if you haven't looked up David Barton, you really need to look it up. I had the pleasure of hearing him at a men's retreat a couple of years back, and just what an amazing, he's a walking scholar, and he understands the scripture, he understands the intent of the founding forefathers. In fact, I think Pat, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he's the single largest, or his organization's the single largest private holder of all documents by the founding fathers in those early years, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
And
so he is an authority, and I can't believe they don't have him on TV more.
Oh, I know. Well, then that's truth getting put out there versus an opinion. And see, that's – and what most people don't realize, I think it was 29 of our founding fathers that signed the Constitution, right, that were in – at least went to school at a seminary school. And I don't know if they – what their actual study – focus of study was theology and religion, but they were at a theology seminary school, if I remember correctly. And that's where people – we've just gotten so far away from it, Pat, to be quite honest. And so back to the young folks. So how can you and people that are listening, Pat, how do you try to impact the young folks that you're dealing with, these teenagers and preteens that you're engaged with on a weekly basis? How do you get the message to them, and are they open to that message?
A large sum of the youth understand the language of sports, and so we use the language of sports to share seven simple principles, or we call them winning plays for life. And it led to us, writing a book. Me and I asked a Hall of Fame sports writer to give me stories, and he had 50 years worth of stories to choose from. And but we try to share that, just like you understand what a winning coach looks like. Mm-hmm. Let's just pick one. You could just pick, like, Bill Bryant, legendary. Why was he so good at what he did? Is there was certain plays that he always ran. There was things that he always did that resulted in a formula of success, modern day today. Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney, you see those guys ran, they got their plays that they run, and they put players into the position in which they would run the correct execution of their role in that play so that it scores touchdowns or creates turnovers on defense. And so they're always outscoring their opponent, and they have more W's than they do losses. And so if they found some principles that work, then everybody wants to play for them.
Right. Pat,
so we,
that's a great lead-in to break here. So if they found those things that work and they were winning, everybody wanted to play for them, right?
Exactly.
So we'll get ready to take a break, folks. We'll be right back. Pat, we're so happy you joined us, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Great.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. We appreciate you joining with us this afternoon. Pat, so back before we left for break, you were talking about the things that work and create a winning strategy. And this, and in sports, that's what most people want to be a part of. And we talked about this several weeks ago, about everybody gets a trophy no matter what their performance is. In today's time, it seems to be, you could have the worst record in the conference, but you're going to get a participation trophy versus something you've worked and earned. As being one of the top teams, et cetera. So to your point, people want to be associated with the winning group. And we know that following Christ is the ultimate win, and it's the ultimate team to be on. while you're here on earth, and then of course the rewards come and the victory comes after we have victory here on earth, but the ultimate reward comes when we leave here and go to spend eternity with our Father. Amen.
Amen. And what drives the inside of a young man or young woman is they want to be great at what they do. Mm. And if I can help them do that, and I can share with them a game plan to be the best they can be at their particular skills, they're all in. What do you have to give me that's going to help me get to my goal and my destination? And that's where we spend the time of those irrefutable, absolute, timeless truths. Mm. And there's seven of them that we share with them, and that's what we go with. And you can see how they're transcended as things that we were doing when we were playing, and what we're doing now as dads and fathers, and husbands, and workmen, being a son. Those are things that these simple plays like direction. If I follow the direction of the head coach and his game plan, then I'm going to play on game day.
That's right.
Well, if I follow the direction of the Heavenly Father, who's my head coach, then I'm going to play this life to the fullest. And that comes to that relationship with Christ. Mm. And that's how that first play of direction. So I don't have to lean on my own understanding, but if I acknowledge him in all my ways and make him the head coach, not an advisor. An advisor is not necessarily going to help you that much if you're not going to follow the directions to the T. You've got to, because a head coach is, you know, if he says jump, you just say how high.
That's right.
You don't say, well, I take that under advisement, coach. I'm not feeling like jumping today.
Yeah,
he's going to go next. Get this guy out of my face.
Yeah.
He's going to play.
Who's next on the depth chart? So.
Yeah, who's next on the depth chart? So we just start there, and then from direction, setting those goals and listening in that direction, you got to have determination. That's play number two. You know, in Proverbs 30:30, it says, be like a mighty lion that retreats for no reason. And so that is so important. Once you get that direction, like in Proverbs 3:5-6, where he says, trust me with all your heart,
mm-hmm.
and don't lean on your understanding, but acknowledge me in all your ways, I'll direct your path.
I will direct
your path. That's right. It's got to go somewhere. And so when you're mm-hmm. on that destination on the way, you're going to hit adversity. It's not if, it's when. And so are you going to give up? Or are you going to show some grit? Are you going to show determination? And you and I both can share those testimonies of hard, deep valley times where you had to just reach into God and he had to pull you through that moment. But he didn't take you out of it. He pulled you through. He walked through with Psalm 23. He's a good shepherd through the valley of the shadows of deaths, of dreams, or whatever it may have been. And that's what he's saying to the listener now. Is whatever you found yourself, what valley you're in, he is there with you with his rod and his staff to comfort you, to walk you through that place, to still get to the place, to that destination, to that direction. But how do you get there is so important are the disciplines that you practice diligently every day. And those are physical, mental, emotional, spiritual disciplines.
Right.
And that is at the heartbeat of walking out your faith or walking out your journey to be going from good to great. It's the only way to go through a heart of service. If it's all about me, that's not the kind of teammates you want. It's got to be about we. How do we walk? Just like today, it's not about one particular person or race, or it's about us, it's about we, it's about the nation, it's about all of us together.
Right.
We're in it together. And so that's what's so important, that we get to that place of you know, we're a part of all mankind is working together. And when we're not working together, you got to call that out and let's work it out. Let's repent or change your mind of the direction you're going, and let's get together back a part of, the whole human race, everybody together, working together. And so those are important. So those are four plays that we try to share. Now the last three are very, very important. One is discernment. You know, so along the way, if you're not hitting the mark, you got to look at the man in the mirror and use discernment. Hebrews 5:14, we share with them, you got to have your senses trained to discern what is good and evil, right and wrong. And so that way you're able to, you know, it's just like a baseball player looking and seeing, is that a strike or a ball? And if the umpire calls it a strike, it's not his opinion. He's trying to call it over the plate. Sometimes, right. You know, we might think they're blind when they call it, but it's not his truth. It's trying to figure out what the ball or the strike is. It is something that's in that strike zone that you've got to discern or tell, and that's the same thing in life. You got to see what's coming at you. Is this a strike that I can swing at, or is it a ball? Do I need to let it go by? You know, that's so important. And then the other is destiny. You're always one play away from destiny. And what is your moment that you're preparing for? It's, you know, it could be a wide receiver. He's preparing for his moment to make the winning catch that helps his team win, mm-hmm. and gets carried off the field on the shoulders of his teammates. You know,
that's good.
The ultimate destiny is sharing the love of Christ, and some eternal destination is forever altered because you share with them the love of Jesus, and now they're a new creation in Christ. So that's so big, but it all doesn't make sense if one final thing we share with them is about the grace of God. We call it grace arrayed. If you don't have the grace, you can't keep up the pace. Mm. It's like pushing a car without gas in it. And so you can have the goals, you can have all this together, but just like Adam had all the systems together, laying there before God, just lifeless. But until God breathed his breath into him, did he come alive. And that's when everything comes alive. And now you're back to the very first thing of direction again. So they work all together, that God created you for a purpose and a reason. What is that reason? And so that's so important for us to share with the next generation, just simple winning plays. They can run those in their school life, in their relationships, in their sports life, in their music life or drama life or whatever they love to do. They can find God's direction in it. And then diligently practice their disciplines, inspired by his spirit, filled with his spirit, to fulfill their destiny in which they were called. Because everybody's wondering, why am I here? What am I doing here? What am I supposed to do? What was I created for? Mm. If you're just a bunch of cells that were thrown together and you're an accident and you're just evolving, that's that dehumanization of the secularized philosophy. And the more we secularize our community, the more dehumanizing it gets. And there's going to be more George Floyd's killed. That's what's going to be sad. But if we turn to God, that's not going to happen because every soul is precious in his sight. Everyone's priceless masterpiece. So we spend a lot of time in Psalm 139 to say, look, you've been thought about very carefully what you were made, and there's your package for greatness. You're not an accident. And when they hear that, when they've been hearing at home or in the classroom or somewhere else that they're a mistake and nobody cares about them, and then they hear, wow, I've been created. I've been thought about more than the sand on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
That there is someone that cares about me and has a plan, and I'm even thought of as priceless. That changes the whole self-esteem thing.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And Pat, so
that's what
are you seeing? Yeah. That those are seven winning plays for life. And I'm going to have you repeat those here when we get in the last 30 seconds to a minute, just so everybody that's listening can write these down. And also, Pat's book's available where, Pat?
It's at Amazon. It's called Winning Plays for Life. Myself, Pat Teague, and AJ Carr is my co-author.
Okay, great. And that's, folks, I encourage you to get it. I've got a signed copy. Great, great asset and great tool for your life, no matter what your age. So, Pat, back to the young folks here, the teenagers. What is your perception of what they're being given at home? Have we resigned ourselves to letting the iPads and the phones occupy our children and as a whole? And I know there's exception out there, but if you were to put it in a percentage basis, is it 50% of the kids that are not being taught the fundamentals, or they're being left to their own vices to find these things out? Is it 60%? And your encounter, and maybe being involved in sports, it's a smaller number. Can you quantify that?
It is hard to put a number on it, but you can see walking down the hallway, 95% of them are looking down at a device versus looking up saying hello to their friends.
Mm.
You know, walking in the mall, you can just see how many are looking at a device versus talking to somebody that's standing right beside them.
Wow.
And that's what's the telltale sign is who's occupying their attention, even our attention. You're sitting at the dinner table and everyone's got a device out versus let's put it over there on a desk somewhere.
How many times have we seen that?
Not one allowed. Yeah, just not allowed at the table.
I've got friends that'll take a basket and put it at the doorway and everybody has to put their device in when they come in the door.
It's a great habit.
It is,
great strategy.
It really is. And folks, if you're listening, it's never too late to change the path or pattern. If you've been one of those that have given the kids full access to their to the phone and not controlling where they're going, maybe it's time to start limiting the time or go back to the old phones, just a text and capability and just phone capability. Nothing says that a 10-year-old needs to have access to the internet while they're out with no supervision. And plus, look at the interaction that's being lost, right, Pat? The ability to communicate and work alongside the teammates. Folks, we're so happy you joined us. Pat, would you give us the 7 principles, winning plays for life right quick?
Sure. Yes, direction and determination, diligence and discipline, discernment and destiny, and then the diesel, which is the power of God, the grace of aid.
Amen. Pat, thank you so much. It's been great having you folks join the Body of Fellowship. Don't let this pandemic keep you out of church and fellowshipping with your brothers and sisters. God bless. We'll see you next week.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.